Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am back with another episode of the Hog Trough, and once again, happy to announce I've got Razorback Zach in the studio with me from inside the hog pen. He won't be on camera, but he is definitely here, and he's got a lot to say about the Razorback basketball season so far, and you know the Outback Bowl, which is in just 2 days, guys. I'm excited. I know Razorback Zach is. How's it going, man?
Man, I've never been more excited for football a day in my life.
Had to wait a month, and it's finally here. SEC, or go ahead.
I was going to say, man, I appreciate you having me on, dude. It's always a blast coming on here. Love talking hogs. That's one of my passions. And, man, I'll tell you, it feels like an eternity since Arkansas played their last football game against Missouri. But and if you remember, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was talk, there was rumors, there was nothing ever confirmed, there was nothing ever publicly made, mm-hmm. but there was speculation that Penn State wasn't going to be able to field a team for the Outback Bowl.
And I guess that still is a possibility. You never know, man.
Well, I think the bowl game is going to get played. I really do. But here's the thing. All right. Yes, everybody says, and the record shows, that we were supposed to play TCU in the bowl game last year.
Was it the Texas Bowl?
Yeah, I think it was the Texas Bowl. But again, mm-hmm. we were 3-9, and it was a COVID year. And these bowl games, they have to fill those spots somehow. Right. That's how they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it didn't really feel like we deserved to be in a bowl game last year. This year, we legit are bowl eligible.
Mm-hmm.
8-4 overall, 4-4 in the SEC, sitting in third in the West, in Alabama and Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm. No, we definitely deserve to be there.
Sam Pittman is.
What were you saying about Sam?
Year two under Sam Pittman is great. I mean, you're 3-0 in trophy games, and you're about to play Penn State for the first time in program history.
Can't wait for the Capital One bowl game. I think you've got the bowls mixed up, Mom. I think you mean the Outback Bowl. But I agree with the fact that we could be 10-2. We could sit here and do what ifs, and we all like to do that. You could probably say there's a couple games we should have lost as well, but I think 8-4. We were an 8-4 team, obviously. I think that's pretty accurate of the way we played this year. Nothing to be upset about. Would have loved to go 10-2, but it just didn't happen.
Well, I mean, 2 wasn't out of the wasn't out of the realm of possibility. I think that was not on anybody's radar.
No.
You know, I am perfectly happy because you and I talked about this at the beginning of the season before the season kicked off. We thought 6-6 was going to be the best we could do. And that was the benchmark. But
exactly.
Christian, this team, and you can put it on the shoulders of the guys that the super seniors from the COVID year, like Grant Morgan and some of these super seniors, these leaders. Something we haven't had in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And my uncle says, wish Joe Paterno was alive to witness the game. Yeah, that would be awesome. But unfortunately, he's not. And a lot of people, you know, that's a controversial. You know, a lot of people have their opinions about the man, but I'm not going to go into that. I think you can't take away the fact he was an amazing coach. Probably could have done more about the situation there, but who knows? I don't know the ins and outs. We won't go into that. But I do agree. I actually wish we would have played Penn State back when Paterno was coaching. That would have been pretty awesome.
I can see the matchup. Up during the Houston Nutt era, maybe right. Bobby Petrino, but after that, Penn State would have embarrassed us.
Yeah, there's a couple years
that say that, but But hog fans, y'all know I'm a realist. I tell it like it is.
You there? Okay, I just lost you for a second. And my mom says, Lisa Johnston, it will be a good game. Penn State is good. I do think Penn State is good, despite all the players they've got opting out. I think they've got a couple more players, like, recently that just declared for the NFL draft. But I still expect it to be a tough game because it's Penn State and, you know, they're not quite – they don't have Alabama depth, but they have depth.
Yeah, but, again – without their best linebacker. But if you want to flip the script, and again, I'm going to tell it like it is, Christian, because that's how I y'all know that's how I roll. We're playing without our best wide receiver. So the key, one of my keys to the game, and we're going to go over this tomorrow on Inside the Hog Pens pregame or preview show. One of the keys I'm going to look forward to is who steps up as a wide receiver and fills that gap.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the next man up? It's not going to be, oh, well, I've got to do it. I want to know who the next man up is going
to
be.
I think it's going to have to be a group effort. I think we've got to spread the ball around. I really do. Everybody's got to be on the same page. I just think, you know, that's the type of, you know, game plan we need to have. Because there isn't a go-to guy out there anymore, at least for this game.
But, I mean – you got Tyson Morris. He's stepped up pretty well. You know one name I haven't heard much this season, and maybe it's because I haven't been paying attention?
Yeah.
Devion Warren.
Right. Yeah, he's a speedster type guy. He didn't have a incredible season, but I think Treylon Burks had a lot to do with that because, you know, he was definitely the number one target.
I think you'll
see Devion get the ball some in this game. I really do. I think you'll see him on some speed sweeps and try to get him out in open space. I think that's what Arkansas is going to try to do with him. And, Mom, to answer your question, I got it from the Salt Bowl, which was Bryant and Benton, the first the first big event, I guess, we did with four stars.
That was fun. Media.
It was fun.
Thank you. And again, thank you to Lady Red Katie. Helping us out at the Salt Bowl. She does amazing stuff. She does amazing work for the shirts and everything that we have on Inside the Hog Pen. But, dude, all right. So I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room real quick before we jump into anything else. I'm going to ask you a question, and it's been pondering, and it really hurts my brain after Wednesday night. What in the hell has happened to Arkansas basketball?
Yeah, Here's what I think, man. I knew it would be tough to beat Mississippi State because we never win there. And it doesn't help that you go into the game without your top scorer, JD Notte. But I'm not gonna make excuses. I mean, we didn't play good defense. And I'll take a minute to give Mississippi State some credit, actually. I think they've got a good team. I really do. I mean, they picked up four really good transfers. And, yeah, they're pretty much scoring at will. It didn't seem like our offense ever got into any kind of flow at all.
Well, okay, so I'm going to put Arkansas on the hot seat.
Go for it, man.
And I'm probably going to catch nine kinds of hell for it. Hang on, let me pull the stats up here. All right. Well, I can't find it. But, and I'm going off of what I saw at Simmons Bank Arena. There's no leadership on this team. There's no cohesion. There's no gelling of any kind.
Yeah. There is no gelling. I agree with that. And
there is some, and I'm going to make a very controversial statement. And I will probably catch nine kinds of hell for this. There is something going on that we don't know about.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
and what I mean by that, Christian, is within the team, locker room, coming from the coaches versus the players, there is some kind of fire somewhere. Because the game I saw in Bank Arena against Hofstra,
I
could have gone down to the local rec center and watched a pickup game that had better offense than that.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm glad that game wasn't on TV, by the way. The game was actually scheduled for 8 o'clock last night, and then they moved it up to 4 o'clock. I don't think it would have mattered what time we played that game, to be honest. But like you said, I mean, how much, you know, a part of me wants to say, well, it's only been 13 games. It takes time to get transfers in and develop a chemistry, but I don't see it really getting much better. I really don't, man. I hate to say it. I know we'll win some games this year. I know we'll beat some teams. I get that. We may even squeak into the tournament. That's the best we can hope for at this point. But
see, I did not expect this much of a drop off from an Elite Eight team. But that goes to show what Justin Smith, what Jalen
Tatum, Moses Moody. We lost those guys. I mean, it's not the exact same team, but there are some pieces still there.
I'm sorry. And I know J.D. Notte didn't play last night, but J.D. Notte does not need to shoot from beyond the arc. That needs to be K.K. Robinson at all times.
Yeah, I think J.D. shoots a lot of threes. I still think he's – maybe Chris Likes is our best three-point shooter, but J.D. Notte, that's what he is. That's all he is a three-point shooter. And when he's on, he's on. I mean, he's as good as anybody when he's on, but lately he hasn't been on. So, you know, he's easy to rag on, I guess you could say. But it's not one player – this is not a one-player – at fault here. This isn't one person's fault, I don't think.
All right, so I'm gonna ask a hard hitting question here. And again, I am not a Fairweather fan, and I will argue that point with anybody who watches your show and my show for that matter. At what point going to see on social media the fan base starting to turn on Eric Musselman?
You know, there's always going to be fans. There's probably some fans that have already turned on him, but I think it's you can't be too critical of a guy after what you saw last year. You know what he's capable of.
Yeah, Christian.
What's up?
He's got NBA experience.
He does.
That was not even supposed to make it past the round of 32 to the Elite Eight.
Right.
And this year we're struggling to beat Hofstra. We got blown out by Oklahoma. We get blown out by Mississippi State. How many more blowouts are we going to have to suffer until somebody starts going,
You know, ultimately the coach gets all the blame, but – and I'm not totally dismissing Musselman, but I still don't feel like this is Musselman. I feel like it's, you know, there's some of the blame's got to go.
It's got to be a disconnect with the players, because I don't think it's Mus.
No, it's – I mean, Mus has never – we saw – like I said last year, we saw what Mus is capable of. He can get players to play, and he's just having trouble doing that.
Ejected from the Oklahoma game for crying out loud.
Yeah. Something's not clicking with this team, and I'll say it again. I mean, it's early, and it's the first conference game of the year.
I've heard that defense for a while.
I know.
But at some point, you got to – I mean, you were 13 games in, all right?
And we've won 10 of them, so if
you – beat OU, and you can't beat Hofstra?
Well, the OU game, I'll still say this. I wasn't near as disappointed about that game as I was the Hofstra game. Because the OU game was a game that, you know, we knew it was going to be tough going into it. Hofstra, not so much. I mean, you got to win that game. And then Mississippi State, on the other hand, I knew that would be a tough game, despite what some Razorbacks Razorback fans thought. I knew that would be tough. I knew it would be even tougher once I found out JD Notte wasn't playing. But if you look at it, it's the first conference game of the year. It was on the road. Now, you play Vandy next. You play Vandy at Bud Walton Arena. You've got to win that game. If you don't win that game, then you can press the panic button, I think.
I just, for me, Christian, the Hofstra game kind of raised a lot of eyebrows.
And yeah, I agree.
I get being a quote-unquote young team. I can understand 8-9 games in, and we still got some pieces to figure out.
Yeah.
That's what the non-conference schedule is supposed to be, is getting to gel, getting that figured out. And I hate to admit it. But like this team is getting worse every game.
Yeah. It's disappointing, for sure. But one thing I've learned is there is no guarantee wins in this league, any league. The other team is trying just as hard to win as you are. You know, of course, Arkansas fans, we think we should win every single game, but that does not happen. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for every team. But you need to win at least most of the games that you're favored to win. And right now, Arkansas's done that for the most part. If you look at the Oklahoma game, I don't know if we were favored in that one, but we lost that one pretty badly. Hofstra, I know we were favored in that one. We lost that one. I don't know if we were favored the other night against Mississippi State. But the bottom line is you got to win games. You got to win most of your home games this year.
It comes down to one question. When you step on that floor at Bud Walton Arena or wherever you're playing, your head, where is your heart, and who wants it more?
Right.
There has got to be somebody on that team that's going to step up.
Yeah.
And say, hey, guys, let's get this ball rolling.
It feels like they're all like practicing, playing as individuals. I agree. And I agree with my dad also. They are out of control. I think that's definitely fair to say. There's no cohesiveness, like I just said. It's just sometimes, you know, I think Debo Davis is the biggest example of that. Man, he'll just drive inside and throw up shots, man. And he'll make some of them, but that's one thing we couldn't do last night at all, was get inside the paint, man. We could not do anything. We really didn't do anything well. I mean, maybe rebounding was about the only thing we did okay at, but
I'm terrified right now, and I'm stressed as a Razorback fan to see what happens. I mean, maybe after the new year, like it happened last year, and they kicked it into gear and went on that late run at the end of the season. And then they started playing their best basketball during the tournament. And now, granted, we lost to, you know, the eventual national champion.
But
I mean, you can't – the problem is you can't keep making excuses, and you can't keep defending the same thing over and over and over and over again.
But you got to look at it. You got to look at it from both sides. I mean – if Arkansas goes on a 3-game win streak, the Razorback fans will be like, oh, man, we're back, you know. And you just got to – the season is like a roller coaster. You got to see it for what it is. And it's not time to panic yet. I know a lot of people think that, but it's not.
Well, and for those that are panicking, and you got to love it, Christian, if you're part of these Razorback groups on Facebook –
oh yeah!
If you're on Twitter, oh my God, it's hilarious. These people are losing their minds because they think they can coach better.
Here's the thing.
He's got NBA experience.
Right. He's got NBA experience. Who, I mean, exactly. If he can't do it, what makes anyone else think they can? But I think, obviously, something we can all agree on is this team is, as of right now, unless something clicks magically and they just get, you know, their chemistry improves dramatically, this team is not it's not even a best of 32 right now team. It might be the top 60, one of the top 64 teams in the country. Definitely isn't an Elite Eight team. But we have seen in years past teams progressively get better. And I think Arkansas will only get better. I think they'll only get better. I really do.
Yeah. Now, basketball is a game of runs.
Right.
That's something that I learned at a young age. Basketball. You know, Pee Wee, a little bit of junior high, a little bit of, you know.
Who's this Nathan guy?
Wait. Brother's watching?
Is that your brother?
Let me look in the comments.
Yeah. Nate?
My brother's watching from the East Coast.
Cool. Is he an LSU fan?
No. He's a Michigan fan.
Gotcha. I don't get the Eye of the Tiger reference. Do you?
Rocky movie.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Aaron said Mississippi State was favored by 4.5. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to go on the road and win, especially without JD Notae. You can say what you want about him, but he's somebody we need on the floor. I mean, he's got the ability to light it up when he's on, but that's the thing with shooters. When they're not on, it kind of kills the whole momentum of the team. But,
well, like I said, you have got to find – this team has got to find their leader. And it can be more than one.
Right.
But you've – again, somebody – I mean, look at – I'm going to take the football team, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still there? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for a few seconds.
Okay. I'm going to take the football team, for example. Mm-hmm. All right. Who do you think the leaders on that football team? Who do you think of? What's the first name that comes to mind?
On our football team?
Yeah, on Arkansas's football team.
When I think of a leader, I think of Grant Morgan.
Exactly. That's all you need to say right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the leader on our basketball team?
That's tough.
That's my point.
If I had to pick right now, man, that's tough. It really is.
Romani Johnson getting suspended indefinitely, yeah. And I think that's his third strike. I think he's off the team now.
That's what I heard, but I know he put out a statement.
That's gonna hurt. I haven't seen it yet, but all of this stuff is gonna hurt us in the long run. But this team has got to find its leader. It's got to find its identity.
Yeah.
Otherwise, dude, it's gonna be a long season.
I agree, man. But I'm not ready to jump ship yet. I know I said that the last couple shows, but it's still early. Like I said, if we lose to Vanderbilt, I know we play them next, not exactly sure when. If we lose to them, then I think fans have cause to be very concerned about the way this season's going to go.
Let me see if I can.
But as we all know, New Year's is approaching. What better way to celebrate New Year's than watch a Razorback football game? I'm excited. I'll be in Searcy County up in the mountains here in Arkansas watching with my dad and my uncle, watching some of the playoff games too as well. It's going to be a fun weekend. I hope everyone enjoys their New Year.
I am actually going to stay here locally and kind of chill with family.
Gotcha. That's always good. But yeah, my next show, I'll be back on hopefully Monday to recap the Outback Bowl. And let me see when the Razorbacks play next basketball game is. I think it's on Tuesday. I'll do a recap of the Arkansas Vanderbilt game. You're back. I'll do a recap of the Arkansas football game on Monday, and I'll recap the Arkansas basketball game that's on Tuesday. So yeah. Once again, thanks everybody who's watching and listening on YouTube.
Come back.
Live. Yeah, you're back. What am I missing?
YouTube, Fourstar.live. Yeah, man, we want to thank everybody for listening in. Spotify, iTunes, Fourstar.live.
Fourstar Sports Media social pages. Even Inside the Hog Pen is going to be sharing this soon. If you have not checked out the Fourstar.live website, it is the new home of the Fourstar Sports Radio Network. It is fantastic.
Yes. You know, Wes Pruitt does a great job. He's doing a great job leading us, you know, having a blast doing this. It wouldn't be possible without everybody, all the fans. We do it because of you guys, and I know we say that a lot, but it's true. Zach, it's been fun, man. Anything else you'd like to say?
Man, it's always a blast.
Yeah, definitely.
It is always a blast getting to hang out with you, Christian. I appreciate you having me on. Hey, check it out. Before we get off here, tomorrow, 2 p.m. special edition of Inside the Hog Pen. I'm not going to do it at my regular 6:30 time slot because of New Year's Eve. 2 p.m., very special preview edition of the Outback Bowl, Penn State and Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Don't want to miss it.
Definitely.
In the heat like I always do.
I'm excited for that, man. I know you're going to bring the energy in. Hopefully the Hogs are going to bring the energy on Saturday.
Lord, I hope so. Cause
Yeah. I hope we can get that
SEC
ninth win.
Right now is not doing too hot on both.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. South Carolina got the conference's first win today, and it looks like Tennessee, you know, they're up right now, but we'll see how that goes. They're up on Purdue. I think the opt-outs are really hurting, really hurting some of the SEC teams. They just don't seem like they want to play, and that's just the way I look at the way I see it. I mean, Mississippi State couldn't do anything against Texas Tech the other night.
Bruh.
That was the biggest shocker to me.
That was I'm going to go ahead and that was an embarrassment.
Yeah, and that's not the same Mississippi State team that played season.
I said this on the Pick'em show last week that if Will Rogers doesn't throw for 400 yards, they lose that game.
Yeah. Man, they couldn't stop anybody either. Their defense was bad. But once again, thanks for everyone who tuned in to the Hog Trough. I've been glad to have Razorback Zach on with me from inside the Hog Pen. And Aaron Smith says, can I be a guest on Monday? Yeah, man. I know you're excited that Arkansas is playing Penn State. I know that's what the game you wanted to see. So hopefully we'll have some good news to talk about on Monday. Aaron, you can be on as well. And if Zach, if you're not doing anything, I'll be glad to have you back on.
Well, you know I'll be on.
Yeah, man. Heck yeah. All right. It's been fun. Go Hogs. We'll see you next time. Hogs.